Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey, let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We got to talk about things that are worth doing once. Maybe not even worth doing once. The one and dones of the world.
Yeah.
Like, you ever just, you build something up in your head and you're like, and everybody's like, we got to do that. And you do it. And you're like,
that's cool. Mark it off the list.
You know what one I've not done, but a lot of people who've done it say it's a one and done. I probably shouldn't say any of this. Never mind.
Say it.
What? No, come on.
Threesome.
Oh, wow.
Now we're looking at everybody backing away. Yeah. It's like,
well, there's four of us, so who are you going to pick?
Were you leaving
you
out?
Twice. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
For all of us. But you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like, the people I know who've done that are like, you build it up in your head and then you're like, ugh.
There's I think what we're looking for is like, that was cool. I'm good without it again.
I don't know, because I did the one when I was thinking about what's my one and done, I did the beer mile once.
What is that?
Oh.
You know what the beer mile is, right?
No. Do I?
Are you running a mile with beer?
Yeah.
I can't remember how many times you have to stop. I think four times. So you run like
every
a quarter mile, chug a beer. So you chug a beer, run a quarter mile, chug a beer, run a quarter mile.
Oh gosh, no.
Every quarter miles.
It gets increasingly like, because then it's just like, and it's just like this.
No, that's like, worse than the Taco Bell half marathon or whatever. Yeah.
It's like having baking soda and vinegar together. You can just feel it like going, you're a kid's volcano project. Just like,
so
it's the worst. But like everybody's like, let's do the beer mile. It's a college thing. And then if you didn't do it in college, some of your friends that didn't get to do it in college all go like, we should do the beer mile, man. And then you're like, why? Why are we doing, you know? I know you want more positive ones. So.
Yeah, I'm really looking for something a little more like, that was awesome. You should do it once.
Okay, do you have one?
No, not that I can think of. So somebody go first.
Hold on. Let me just get this straight. I've given two examples and she critiques mine, but has none for herself. Okay. Aaron? No, here's the thing.
What?
You've done skydiving, and I think you'd go again.
I was going to say that's my problem. All of the things that I've done, I
want to do it again.
Yes. I don't have that's done.
I thought of it.
You do have one?
Yeah.
Is it threesomes?
No.
So you do it again?
I've never done
Her
it.
Her mom listens. Some days, it just writes itself. She's just sitting in a corner right now.
Goodness gracious. Okay. Super scary haunted house. I'm not doing it again. I'm good.
But
I did it.
You say you did it.
Yep. I did the thing where it's like the blow up walls and you have to push your way through. And in that moment, I thought I'm never doing this again because I thought I was going to die.
Really?
Yeah. Real suffocation problem.
I get that.
Yeah.
But not from that for some reason, because you can push your way out of it.
But you got to push hard.
I know. Yeah. And you just don't know if you're going to push and there's going to be a face right there. And you're like, ah, God.
I literally was holding, I didn't know the person in front of me, and I put my hand on them.
Oh my God.
And said, I'm not letting go.
And then you.
No.
No. I thought of one for you, actually, Erica.
What?
Because you only have one.
One what? Dog?
A tattoo.
Oh, no. I think there'll be more in the future.
Oh, okay.
You do?
You know, the dumb. Yeah. my little tiny
Oh, that's right.
Tattoo.
I forgot. It's like, it looks like, I don't know.
You know.
An accidental
Slacker's
mole.
Slacker's not going to like this, but getting proposed to?
Oh.
Good one
wait,
and done.
That's a good one.
I don't want him to be positive. Do we want him to be positive?
I don't. Mine's not positive.
Okay, good. Well, okay. We're going to get to T-Hacks. It's going to be good. Like, here's the thing. We're asking people to call in, right?
Yes, we are.
And we can't all even come up with one that we agree on. Like, literally no one in the room agrees on anything. But if you've got something you did once and you're like, there, one and done, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
When I was in college, I had a bunch of roommates who chewed a lot of tobacco, and eventually they talked me into it. They made it look, they didn't even make it look cool. There were just little bottles everywhere. Like, I don't know.
Gatorade bottles with spit in them.
I don't get that, but eventually it was like, they broke me down. So it wasn't even chewing tobacco. It was like, I think a snus. Is that a thing? Like, in the pouch, it's got a pouch around it.
Yeah. I don't think that's what you call it. Maybe there's new names
like
for
a
them.
Zin?
Yeah, Zins are the new
Maybe
ones,
it was that. Okay. Like, yeah, well, this was like, many years ago. So,
okay. Snus feels like...
It's getting close to another word.
We're getting close to the three-way thing.
Okay. No, I think...
Come in here and have a snus.
Wild night.
Hey, Hack, you want a snus?
No. They finally gave it to me, and it was just terrible. Instantly,
instantly
vomiting.
Vomiting, yeah.
Dizzy, like just...
It's a snus.
Thank you.
It is really called a snus?
Yeah, NS.
See, that's in the know. You know,
what's your bunch
cool?
I just said NS. Yeah. SNU. S. Is my brain okay?
I wouldn't recommend it. I would never do it again.
You know, I actually thought of one that I would like to do probably once.
What?
Travel alone. Like, internationally travel alone and do a whole trip by myself.
Yeah, but I think that'd be one and done for you.
I don't know. I think it might, because I do like sharing memories and experiences with people, but I do want to do it once.
Okay, I'm going to do one that's, but all mine, okay. I did a one and done, and it, in movies, it looks so fun, but it's not fun. And so I did it once and never did it again. Hmm. Relations on a beach.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's because the ocean's there and you're making out.
The setting is romantic.
And then the waves are crashing on you and you just get all, and then it's just like, there's sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Oh, no, the beach.
And all the families at the beach.
it was Disney World.
Oh, okay.
No, but you're just, she's got sand problems, you have sand problems.
It sounds awful.
It's awful, but in movies, it's like the classic movie scene from Gone with the Wind. They're like rolling around in the waves and making sweet, sweet love to one another, and you're like...
I don't buy it.
Trust me, it doesn't work.
It's because the camera doesn't pan away in real life, and you just kind of, you know, like in a movie,
you're like, oh God, it burns!
It's hurting! Oh,
gosh.
And then you cannot get enough pressure to get clean.
I feel that my brain went to picturing, and I'm upset about that.
Okay, listen. We're probably going to end up just reading texts on this one because I don't know that anybody's got... We will voice disguise you.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you've done something once... I'm thinking bungee jumping, right? You did it?
Yeah.
Wait, I have one for probably everyone on that side of the table. No, two of the people on that side of the table. Manitou Incline. I know you're never going back up.
No.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd ever want to.
Yeah, I'd go right now.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Now that I know that false peak is there, I'd go again.
I wouldn't say I will never go again, only because my fiance has interest in it.
He can go with me.
Thank God, take him.
Okay.
One, I will never go again. I feel comfortable.
I just want you to know if me and your fiance go to Manitou Incline.
Oh.
There's now I no beach there.
You need a third.
All right, what was a one and done for you? 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for the thing you did once and you're like, yep, okay, that's it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. A few minutes ago, we were talking about hours and nobody can agree. But before we even said the words Manitou Incline,
mm-hmm.
The texters are like, yeah, Manitou Incline.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Manitou MFing Incline.
I get it.
What? But it's...
No.
Hack, don't you want to go and finish it, though?
No.
But you were mad that day because, like, once you realized how it
he
wasn't
was
that
only
much
mad
longer.
Because he wanted to leave earlier.
No, but he was mad because he thought it was going to take an additional 2 hours to get to the top.
Yeah, I thought it was going
to
take way longer. And,
then we were down so much faster than you thought we were going to be down. Upset
me, you also nearly rolled down the hill.
Yeah, we went down like an old stream.
I did not know. I took us off the trail
the
for a little while.
The poor kids following us.
Why would anybody follow me? Don't follow me. What, do I look rugged?
You were leading.
I was just in front. That's not the same thing as... Okay, Scott?
Yeah.
One and done. What's yours?
Well, my brother and I were teenagers. We were into wrestling pretty good. And we said, let's try the pile driver on each other. Now, if you don't know what that is...
I do.
When you take the other wrestler's head between your knees and then you drop to the floor onto your knees...
And you drive their head into the ground. You look like like an oil drill.
My legs just clenched up and went numb.
Dude, you're breaking their neck.
Yeah, I don't like. Did you guys live?
Well, obviously. I mean,
well, you dated your brother.
Yeah, but can he speak as clearly as you do at this point?
So what happened was we agreed on a few different rules. We said, "All right, we're going to go as slow as we can." Until you just can't hold up anymore and then into the carpet. And he agreed to go first. He says, but you're still going to do it no matter what happens.
Oh my.
And I was like, okay. And so I do it to him. I've never seen him hold his head so hard for so long. And I was like, are you okay? He goes, yeah, that hurt. Like, oh, I can't believe they really do this. And I'm like, maybe they do it differently.
They do it differently. They're faking it, dude.
Right.
I know they're actors, and so he goes, it's my turn. I was terrified, and now I know those wrestlers are very good actors.
Yes,
or they're seriously in pain.
No, they're not really doing it, bro. That's thank you for the call. One and done.
How about never?
That's a never for me.
Someone wrote Casa Bonita, and I would disagree.
You'd go again,
sure.
I still haven't gone.
You didn't go?
No, and I'm going to try to go. I'll make a reservation for September of next year and try to get in.
The spring reservations just came out. I got an email about
Shut
it.
Shut your
They're probably already full.
Yeah.
Katrina?
Yay.
One and done.
Indoor skydiving.
That looks so fun to me.
Why done?
Because the whole time I was worried that I was going to pee myself.
No.
So
all over your face.
Oh, I guess because it would just blow it all everywhere.
Forget to use the restroom before?
Well, it's the whole, like, if you've never done it, then you don't understand.
Okay.
Like, it's the whole, like, up in the air, and then you're drooling all over yourself with people watching you, and I was just so nervous.
I know more about that than you might think, actually. Gotta do it right now.
The problem is that they make it look so easy.
Yeah.
Because they're doing all the tricks and
stuff.
Yeah,
I've seen guys that they like walk out up into it, do tricks, and then they get done and they walk straight back out the door.
Yeah.
And you're like, without turning the thing off, man, it's like crazy. Ron?
Yeah.
Yay.
One and done. What's yours?
Oh, it's skiing.
Shut up.
Oh, no. Went in middle school and just, I mean, I'm 54 years old, went one time and that's it. I got toe turf and bruised
turf
the whole toe. There you go.
From skiing?
So,
one time,
skiing.
Yeah.
I couldn't get the bindings right or something and I went tumbling. You know?
It's not skiing's fault that you're an idiot.
Well, maybe this is my excuse to never ski.
Are you kidding me? No, you live here now. You've got to go.
You have to do it at least once.
Yeah, you got to go once.
I don't want turf toe.
No, I'll do the ice fishing or whatever. I'll do the cold no matter what.
That's the only thing I don't like about skiing is being cold. Spring skiing's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Turf toe and frozen toes.
You didn't give turf toe. Okay.
I'm with him.
Thank you, Ron.
I don't know what turf toe is.
Turf toe happens to football players when you wedge your foot down in and you tear like the tendons off the bottom of your toe.
Oh, gosh.
Your toe itself isn't broken. So then anytime you touch anywhere on your foot, it's like, because you're like, you got a quarterback. You can saw his arm off and he's still like, put me in. They get turf toe. They're done for the year.
I think
that's
what happened to Burrow, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I also think this happens to pickleball players.
Yes, because you're old and you're trying to run.
Not all
and
pickleball
chase down
players
the,
are old.
Most of them are. Brad?
Yes.
What's your one and done?
Bull riding.
You did it once?
A real bull or a fake bull?
Real bull, and that's the only time six seconds is long enough.
I love that for you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
It's time, everyone. Let's go.
Okay.
Come on.
News.
Yeah.
News.
Yeah.
No.
I did not like that.
No.
News.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
News.
Yeah.
No.
Our only real hope.
Why?
To decide.
Gotta do a remix.
This is news.
Every once in a while.
Or no.
Can't just.
It was very Lil Jon of you.
Thank you.
Yeah!
I would like. I will send the music only, the stems of the news or nope theme out to anybody who reaches out if you want to do a remix of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If anybody wants to rap over it, if anybody wants to recreate new themes for news or nope, using the this.
Are you speaking to everyone listening or to the three of us in the room?
I can give it to the three of you in the room as well, but I would love to give it to anybody. Now that you said Lil Jon, if like somebody wants to like, I think Hack could probably wants to get a little Eminem-y on it.
I'll spit something.
Okay. Okay. It's when you said it like that. Okay. I have to like, just a reminder, no noping Hack.
Even if I do want to spit a rhyme.
Just a reminder, noping on Hack is completely illegal.
Oh, totally.
You can just give it. Yeah, we're back. I don't care what happened to him before.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're not going to like this one, Slacker, but today is a day for you. Not only is it Veterans Day, it's also Singles Day. So it's a day for you to celebrate your singlehood with your single friends. You got any? Yeah, that was way too mean. I felt so bad saying you got any.
The weird thing is this is where I want to come back at you and say I have more friends than you have.
Yeah, you sure do.
I don't have any single friends. Like, I legit, do I have any single friends? Who do I know that's single?
I could name one person, but I won't.
If they were single, I'd sleep with them.
That's the person I was going to name.
Send me their name. I was like...
Hello?
Like somebody I've already slept with.
Well, not already slept with, I don't think.
Are they in the room right now?
You know them.
You know them. Have you ever been to Cuba?
Oh my God. What are you doing?
You didn't get it.
What are you doing? That is the weirdest thing that's ever happened on.
Anyway, happy Singles Day.
Do you have any more information on it?
Do you know why it's Singles Day?
No.
I saw this. It's because it's like a group of single women started it.
I just got it.
Go ahead.
Do you know why?
I do know why. Yeah.
Because I know the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-1-1-1.
Right.
All the singles.
It's just, that makes sense.
Come together to. That's why they chose this day.
Should we celebrate by going to the bank and get? Oh, the banks are closed. I was like getting a bunch of ones and showering you in them.
Ooh.
I have ones at my house.
We're not coming over.
It's called my shotgun bandolier.
Okay.
In case I want to go shotguns.
It's the music. I'm done with this.
Can she do that?
I don't know.
Did she need to tell me when to hit the music?
You were pretty aggressive in the beginning, and now she's kind of matching
okay.
that, I think.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Robert Pattinson says he would do another Twilight considers that he's a part of Gen Z. So,
okay, I keep seeing this thing about him thinking he's Gen Z.
I do too. I saw that.
Well,
yeah.
He's not.
Not technically. His age is more millennial.
What is the cutoff?
It's because like,
what are you 30?
I'm 30. Yeah,
and it's you don't kind think of like, you're a Z, but you are a Z.
I definitely lean towards Z more.
He's 39.
What?
He's heavy millennial.
What?
Yeah, hard yes. millennial.
I thought he was like 32.
No, I saw. Huh. I saw an interview with him and
Jennifer Lawrence.
Thank you. Yeah. And she was like, he FaceTimed me out of the blue. And she was like, who does that? And he's like, Gen Z does. Like, he's just forcing Gen Z to act like a Gen Z person.
Huh.
She's like screaming at him, like, you're a millennial. Stop it. And he's like, I'm not. He's so good looking. I'm not. You know? And you kind of believe him.
I just want to say, I think I've told somebody in this room this happened, but I just need to share with the group. Having a teenage daughter is one of my favorite things in the world. And a week or two ago, we woke up and she had to go to school and it was foggy AF.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in the car and started to go. And her friend, Addie, who also gets a ride to school, they jumped on Apple Music in my car and we listened to the Twilight soundtrack on the way to school.
It's a great one.
Such a good soundtrack.
And they wailed over some song.
The
and
code. It was just,
yeah, probably.
Is there more?
How do we get here?
Yeah. It was
Super
one of the weirdest.
Black hole. So
it's that, such a good.
Yeah, that soundtrack is so good.
And when it's foggy outside, it smacks.
Dude. Yeah.
It's like
next
so
time
good.
It's foggy, I'm going to do that.
It's so good. It's lit. That's what a Z says.
No,
that's what a Z. A Z's.
Good evening.
The music was almost over, bro.
Well, you were still. Danielle Fishel. Known as Topanga on Boy Meets World, known for her time on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Erica and Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. She says that while she was on the show, her 6-year-old son told his school that she had died.
Yeah.
She was gone for all this time and she had to come back and go, what? No, I was doing the show. And her son was confused.
So. Like, at least his teachers were probably like,
okay.
We know who your mom is. We can do a quick Google.
Okay. Yeah.
He also apparently said his dad had got fired from his job and did a bunch of stuff. And none of it was true. Her son was just lying to the school and none of it was true.
That's retaliation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I have a confession.
Ooh, hold on. Let's get the choir out.
Oh, okay.
The choir?
Yeah, like you go into church and you confess.
Confessional. Do we need to sing? Oh. Beautiful. Erica Shea. No,
you don't
I'm
do
a,
if you've not been, oh, I forgot. You're one of those people.
I'm considering.
One of the, okay, no.
I'm one of those people? What does that mean?
No, we're
it's
stopping
a, it's
that
a different
now.
Religion than the, you never did confession.
No. Didn't really go to church, ever.
Yeah, I know, but you still cling to the traditions of the religion you are, which makes, yeah, I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
No, but I do, because you're, never mind.
I have no idea what's going on.
You know what she's done, like, mm-hmm. You're going to make us all do some of the stuff you do.
Oh, yeah, I'm
she
half
is
Jewish.
Sharing her culture. Is
yeah,
that,
keep yeah. talking like that, but she just admitted she never went, so she's not sharing anything.
She's not sharing anything real. I went to several bat and bar mitzvahs growing up.
Okay.
No, I can't wait to show you guys Hanukkah my way. Probably offensive to everyone else.
And bacon.
No. Okay, I do have a question for everyone. Okay. Who here would ever be down for a Thanksgiving morning turkey trot?
Yes.
You're down.
I used to do them all the time.
Okay, so there's two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah.
Turkey trotters and turkey nodders.
Okay.
T-Hack literally wants nothing to do with any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't like Thanksgiving in general.
Yeah.
And you also don't like running.
Right. Then there's no reward then for the end. It's like, now we get to go eat the worst meal ever. Like, we just got this from a parking lot somewhere. We could cook it up.
I know we're talking about the trot.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's just so wild to me that you hate it that intensely, dude. It's actually, it's so you. That it's weird that you don't like it.
The meal is me?
Yes.
No,
mac it's so
cheese,
Iowa.
Mashed, but it's so Iowa.
It's the most Iowa thing.
What about Iowa food do I like? I don't like any of the casseroles, any of the marshmallow, orange, green, weird
those
stuff.
Those would be sweet potatoes.
Everything's
or
just
yams, depending on
no, he's talking about the Jell-O. Casserole.
Yeah, oh, orange with the marshmallows.
Orange, green, marshmallow.
I'm just talking about all of it was just pans. They're always just pans laid out at any family gathering. You're like, you never know
what any of this is.
It's just like, you can get the green casserole, you get the yellow casserole. There's even the orange casserole.
Okay. I am really sorry that we went that far off track once again.
Okay.
Can I just give the text line real quick?
Yeah.
If you hate T-Hack's take on this, 303-222-5423. We'll accept texts from people who are like, yeah, Hack, Thanksgiving sucks. But I doubt you're out there.
I'm also curious, what side would you think could
change? Are
you
a trotter
him?
Or a not trotter? What?
Oh, yeah. Also, are you a trotter or not? But like, there's got to be some food that we eat on Thanksgiving that could change him.
Well, first, if he had my turkey, he'd like it.
Right.
I guarantee you like my turkey. Guarantee it.
But now the bar has gone from it's like the holidays, the meal, to no, you'd like it.
No,
you
know, I think
it's, like, it's supposed to be like this blows my socks off. This is what we wait all year
would
for
blow
this.
Your socks
We're going
to
do a turkey trot for the reward of this meal afterwards. And now it's like, you'll like it.
I'm only setting the bar low for you because you're weird.
Yeah.
But like you would like, you'd love my turkey if you'd give it a chance. Do you eat mashed potatoes?
I do. Yeah. I like mashed potatoes.
The best part. My mashed potatoes will change your life.
With real gravy?
Yeah. This is not the time to talk about it.
Okay.
But I cheat the gravy. I have to. It takes so long.
You got to like get the little yitz on the pan.
Boston Market.
Boston Market.
Boston Market gravy is dope. Gosh, so okay. good.
Okay.
So
yes.
good.
So Slacker, where do you stand on
I'm
a
non-trotter.
Trot?
And let me explain why.
Okay.
Running is for people being chased. Okay. Exclusively. Running for pleasure is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, maybe let's do a Christmas colonoscopy.
Okay, no.
Right? Like, it's Christmas and we're doing a thing we don't like to do because it's healthy.
It's
like,
just...
what?
Yeah.
Let's all get cameras in our butts on Christmas. That's what a colonoscopy is.
Things just really took a turn.
I'm just saying, running is not fun.
But would you benefit from Thanksgiving morning ruck? Would you feel good about your day if you did that?
A little.
So it's interesting because my sisters and I used to be like, let's all hold hands and promise each other we're never, ever going to be a turkey trot family.
And you're
And I see a world today and for the future where we become turkey trotters.
You're betraying a sacred pact to your sisters.
And my brother's in here too, by the way. I just don't know why I didn't mention it.
Okay, so if you're one of Erica's sisters, text in right now.
They don't listen.
If you're Erica's mother.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Text the sisters and then text in. I will give you my phone number and we can start a group thread called No Trot.
But it's like we used to be like, let's drink mimosas all day. And now it's like, there's kids running around. There's a dog around. Like, we're just not.
Right.
There's no mimosas all day.
Yes, there is.
No.
So now you're saying it's the best time to leave for hours and go run?
Take it with you. Well, Swanson could never, but...
No, you'd be dragging a dog.
It's a 3.1 mile run. It's going to take 20 minutes. No.
Are you Kenyan?
It's going to take an hour.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
What we want to know now is, if you had control over the universe, what would you ban?
Is there
something you're just like, I want to ban?
Mobile phone ads that make you think that your storage is full or that there's viruses on your phone.
That's a thing? What
you
kind
guys
of
don't get
apps
that?
Are you on?
Oh my gosh. Mm. Every time I go
the
on
hub.
Like you, no, it's like YouTube. I'll hop on YouTube and the first thing is your phone is out of storage. And I'm like, that's an
and
ad.
And then you're trying to click on okay or whatever.
Yeah.
And that is the.
Yep.
That's awful.
There's so many clickbaity things on the places I go right now that I it's awful. I agree with you. That should be banned.
Yeah.
Because they've gotten me several times. And I've bought McAfee, I bought Norton, I bought all these different.
That's why you keep getting new phones.
Yes. And then my phone is actually full of storage from all the stupid crap I bought.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to go?
Yeah. I would make it illegal to be walking in a crowded space and just stop and look around, like at an airport, right when you get off the trains.
Oh you, gotta gosh,
yeah. you gotta
go.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
You can't just stop and look around. I am trying to get up and past you on the escalator.
You've been standing the whole time
on
the train.
Escalator, looking at the sign.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get closer to it.
Yep. Yes. I have nearly
that should be banned.
Taken people down.
Don't.
I do on purpose.
Yeah, don't nearly anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do it.
Okay, but I don't want to hurt
tackle
anyone.
Dummy.
No, you don't have to hurt him, but just push him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, parents, when it's a kid, Just grab them and get out of the way.
You guys, that's their movie moment. They're coming on vacation. They're coming to the top of the escalator. I'm here. No, and then Aaron's football shoving.
Keep walking. Like, you're here. Like,
it's not a movie.
Keep walking. Dude.
Aaron takes her little rolly. And
mine is kind of eerily similar to this. Mm. The grocery stores have gotten out of hand. And I don't know. There's just moms want to chat in the grocery stores, and then they park there. It's like two cops when they park next to each other, and they talk to each other. But two moms park at the end of an aisle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow,
like,
I haven't
not
seen that.
By the tortillas, like on the end, but at the end where you need to go, like still in the aisle.
So or when they're like, parked right in front of like the whole salad section.
Yeah, the thing you want. Like, you know the sardine sack where there's sardines and all the weird canned meats and stuff? Park there. No one wants that food.
Canned meats?
Yeah, any potted, weird canned meats. Okay. That's a place to park and talk. But if you're in front of the salads...
I've never been down that aisle.
Like, ta-da! That's why you can park and talk there. Because no one wants to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is much like when you see the two moms talking. It's much like when you see the two cop cars. You're like, I'm going to turn around. You're going to go down this aisle instead.
I have walked all the way down a King Supers aisle.
Those are long aisles.
Long. Mm-hmm. To go back around. And then they're like... And they move over and they're in my aisle again.
You know what I do?
What?
Push up! Okay. She gets her little rolly thing and goes, ah!
Listen, if you want to be violent or you just want to ban something, we want to hear what you would ban forever. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
If I got to ban something, I would ban wind chimes. I don't think they should be.
Why is this your hill?
Because I don't think they should be legal. I couldn't put a speaker in my backyard and just let it play at all hours of the night.
The speaker's not pretty.
And also,
it could be. Who's to decide what's pretty?
How loud are these wind chimes?
They're creepy. I think, especially at night, they get real eerie. It gives the neighborhood an eerie feel.
I've had neighbors that have like the 6 foot long tubular bells.
Okay, well, that's
so like it's almost like being next to Notre Dame or whatever. It's like bang, bong, bang, bong. And you're like, that's a lot. And when the wind's really going and two of them are going at the same time, they're not supposed to, they don't harmonize well.
Uh-huh.
It does hit my musician ear weird, but okay. Like, come on, man. Get over it.
No.
Who sent in our group text?
I'm going to take my thing and I'm going to ram them.
Somebody sent in our group text hot dogs? Who was that?
Yeah. Because it was a hot dog wind.
It was a hot dog wind.
Aaron sent that.
Yeah, you would like
maybe
that.
Maybe Hack would like it. And they wouldn't really make it. They'd just make kind of like a... Yeah. Very on pitch.
That is beautiful. That's a good sound.
Not quite that.
Yeah.
But they would just be kind of like sliding against each other. Like, okay. Yeah.
I would like to talk about the other one that no one said yet.
Okay.
It's, hold on a second. Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Mm. Holding your phone. What would you call this pose of holding your phone? Like it's a
perpendicular to the
floor. But it's like
the parallel
tray,
to the floor.
Yeah.
It's like the tray pose, like you're a waiter walking.
You're not
with your
listening,
tray of drinks.
You're just talking.
Yeah, you're just kinda. And you're holding your phone and you're in A group for Southwest and they are on speaker and you're like, No, man, I told that girl to get out of my house, man. And you're like,
so just speaking on speaker in public.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In public at all, but especially when you're sort of the center of attention. Like, you're in A group. You're winning.
Right.
You don't need any more attention.
Be seen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw a guy doing it while eating a salad. So he's like, holding his own, in A group. I don't remember where. How was he holding the salad?
Was it on top of the phone?
It might have been.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, you're rude to the person on the phone because you're eating a salad.
You're rude to the people around you.
Yes.
Because you're on the phone.
Yes. Huh. Okay. Is everybody okay? Does anybody want to do any more? Or want to go?
I think we can see what other people want
to
ban.
If you would like to ban something forever, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about things that need to be banned, and I would like to take a moment to offer the floor to Erica to read aloud the text she read just a few moments ago from some... This is when you get to call the radio station and say, I want to ban... Like, something just... Like, it's kind of just an annoyance to all of us, and we just want to ban it.
There was one mean one and one nice one.
Okay, read the mean one first.
They want to ban old people driving, old people in the grocery store. If I could speak. Old people, LOL. And I said, what do they do to hurt you?
I'm half on their side.
Aaron!
Old people driving? Hazards.
I'm a hazard!
Not as bad as old people.
No, okay.
They claim that they merge while I'm still in the lane, run over my ankles.
Yeah. Dude, but just okay.
My kids old without people, asking. What kind of old people are you around?
There's no young people without old people, so.
Absolutely. Now, the nice one we got was, I would ban mean dogs. Every dog you meet will be friendly and awesome all the time.
You need to have her over to your house to read to your kids, man.
pretty good. A good shift there. You can do the villain. And then the protagonist.
Anna?
Yay.
What are we going to ban for you?
Okay, so anytime there's an ad on the radio with a siren or a fire truck, I think it should be...
It's only funny when you do it, Slacker.
I know, and I do it all the time, and we get so many complaints. Like, during Stupendously Stupid Stories, it's like you can't tell a story without a little bit of cop. But then if you're driving, I have it enough in the background. Yeah, think... Here's the other
it's
one
like
that should be banned.
Shaw Millionaire song where there's a car crash.
Oh.
They see me. Yeah. Is it that one? Yeah.
No, this is the other fun one that I like to do, and I sometimes play this in the middle of songs. So I'm giving away a radio secret.
It? Oh.
It's so subtle. And
I thought you were going to do the. The whale.
The ghost
one.
Whale.
Yeah.
Anna, we can't ban that one for you. We can't ban that one for you because I do it. Tracy?
Yay.
What are we banning?
Mandals.
Hmm. Mandals?
I'm sorry,
man sandals.
Man sandals.
Oh.
Why? Just, why do girls get to wear them and we can't? That's stupid.
It's a bad look.
It's a bad look girls with socks, but it's a good look.
No, not with socks.
I'm sorry. Are you going to go to Mexico with your fiance and hang out?
Yeah, he's allowed to wear sandals.
What?
No.
Yes. When you're in Mexico, that's what you wear, man.
He wears them around the house and at the pool. That's it. He's not toes out.
You just wear flip flops?
Yeah, I'll let him wear flip flops at the pool. What do you want him to
is
wear?
A flip-flop, so flip flops are better than a mandal for you?
Okay. Yes.
No, slides are best.
Sandals are they just remind me of little girl's shoes.
Oh, so you're talking about the leathery woven mandal. Yeah, no, okay. I
don't
get rid of
even know what she's referencing.
It's like a sandal for a guy. But so a slide all day, I'll accept it.
Oh, yeah, slides
flip-flop,
are fine.
Flip-flop, yes, cool I don't care what TX says.
Flip-flops out.
No.
You got to be able to put socks on just in case.
They're kind of weird,
so flip-flops out.
In case of what?
A threat? I don't know. In case you got a...
Your sock is...
I don't know.
Sometimes when you talk... I just want to.
You got to be ready.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. I am banning that one, I think.
Okay.
Danica.
Yay.
What are we banning?
We are going to be banning, if you've got 3 or 4 lanes and you're turning right, turn right. Don't sit there at the red light. Turn right.
Oh, at a red light.
Oh.
People who turn right.
Turning right on red. Wow, I was envisioning turning left, and I was like, danger.
You can turn left on a red light if it's a one way.
I know.
One way you can turn left.
There's no way.
100%. It's absolutely true.
I'm not gonna
People
do
fail
it
on the driver's test. Go downtown. If you went to
downtown's where it happens.
Downtown Denver, you do it all the time.
No,
you're like turning. Yep. You're just like.
I still
and
feel
I'm
so
behind
weird.
People. I'm like go, and they're like it's red, and it's like I know.
But
it's a
one
way.
Say
it's a one way.
You can go ahead and turn.
What?
The signs are vague. They're always talking about pedestrians. If they're here, and then you just. Yeah.
Did anyone else hear her just slip into Eeyore?
That wasn't Eeyore.
He was like, you can go
no,
ahead and
No, I was like,
turn.
You can go ahead and turn.
Okay. What? Jerry.
Yes.
Yep. What are we banning for you?
We are banning people eating with their mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting with your...
Are you okay?
I have mixing up letters.
Yeah, no, I think you're having a stroke.
Eating, that's not funny, because that is my biggest fear.
Write it down, write it down, write it down. It's the same thing. You say biggest fear and worst nightmare 100 times a day.
My note is called Erica's biggest fear / worst nightmare.
Yes, you say it so often. We're about to ban it.
I didn't know
my God.
A real note.
Yes, of course he does. It's so maddening.
Are you gonna rank them someday?
Yes.
It's gonna be like a 4-week series. Kind of an expose.
Blake. Oh no, Blake.
Yai.
What are we banning? Awkward pauses.
Cleaning places that people wouldn't go before people come over.
I like this one.
Oh, like your mom makes you go. It's like, oh, go clean your closet. Like, mom, nobody coming over.
Are you a kid?
Yeah. Right? Are you a kid?
Yes.
I'm with you, Blake.
Yeah. Are your parents listening?
That's like my biggest nightmare.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is the moment. It's such a weird thing to say.
What?
Like, happy Veterans Day.
Yes, it feels like you're doing something wrong, right?
It does. It's one of those things. Before Facebook opened up the plethora of emojis on posts, mm-hmm. like, I'm sorry to announce my father passed away.
Like,
right,
thumbs
right,
up.
Right.
It's like, thumbs up. But it's like, yeah, that's my acknowledging of your thing. It's just the word happy. Like, I'm happy. I'm happy you're alive if you're a veteran. I'm happy if I'm saying happy veterans in honor of somebody who's passed. I'm happy they did what they did for all of us. Mm-hmm. But it's just such a, it feels like the like button on Facebook where it's like, there's got to be a better word than happy.
Right. And so my brother-in-law is a veteran.
Okay.
And so every year this day comes around and it's like, what's the right thing to do and say?
Do they even want to hear from you?
I don't know.
Or what you could do, send him like $7 for a cup of coffee. Just today.
Of inflation?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought 7 was some sort of lucky
number. No, you can't get a cup of coffee for less than.
My coffee's a little more than 7, I think.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
Remember when they used to be like $3?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not about that.
But anyway,
here
send
we
him
are.
That
thank God
any
for
message.
Veterans and the sacrifice they've made. But damn you, Starbucks.
I want that
pieces of hell. How dare you charge $7? That's not what they fought okay. for.
Okay.
Sorry.
So the family group text went off. My oldest sister always
first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she always gets it. She's so on
is she on
it.
The East Coast or something, or is she just
nope.
good?
Just right there in Arizona.
Oldest sister.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Eldest daughter, if you will.
Okay.
So she texted Happy Veterans Day and included thank you for your service. I think she said thank you for what you've done for our country and then went on to be like, and for the crazy boys in our family because he's a dad.
Oh.
So I do think that like they say thank you for your service, thank you for all you've done is the right thing to say. But then we all just followed up after her. She already hit it. So then we can't all text it again. So then
yes,
we all just
can.
Followed
yes,
up.
You can.
Happy,
you can
happy,
it.
Happy, happy.
You like
happy.
It.
I also like, I think I ha-ha'd it because of the kids' comment. She called them cute
yeah, but
and crazy.
Then it seems like you're ha-ha in the first
but
part.
But then I said Happy Veterans Day. And it still felt odd.
I've known some members of the, active members of the military who don't like it.
Yeah, I don't think my brother would like it. I haven't talked to him today.
Like it being acknowledged.
Karen.
I know.
He's busy.
Send him $7 for a cup of coffee. He's working.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because some of they're just like, that's not what I do it for. And it's like, okay, well, I know that's not what you do it for, but can I still say thank you? Or like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, like, I think saying,
it's a weird
saying thank you's okay. I have a problem saying Happy Veterans Day because it just feels like, hey, I'm out here celebrating too. And it's like, why are you celebrating? Like, I don't know.
But this is the day that we do celebrate them, right? It's like
right.
you say happy
yeah,
birthday because
okay.
you're celebrating the birthday person, right?
Mm.
It's like, ugh.
Okay. Yeah.
Happy to you. So happy to you, veteran, not you.
But then it's like, it wasn't happy to be at war. All right.
Okay. No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know the right. Please, if you're a veteran,
yeah.
303-222-5423, text in. We'll write you back. Thank you if you want. Like, I mean,
or tell us if that's weird.
Yeah, because if I address this in this break, well, I'd be in trouble probably, but I'm gonna do it anyway. You ever been at the airport and somebody walks by in their uniform?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Oh, I do nothing.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, always.
I've seen some claps before.
100%.
People,
and like, sometimes they do the boarding for active military.
Yes.
Early, so
they get a cool thank you there.
That's a good time for claps.
Yeah, sometimes they get on even before the like decrepit old people. I'm like, hell yeah, you get on first. First in, first out.
You didn't have to call them.
But
old people decrepit.
Sorry, but I'm just saying, like, ooh, who's infirmed or who has a little baby? There's
people
a whole
who
other
need extra yeah. time to board.
Yeah, no, we got to do a whole topic on okay. that lie.
Okay,
because I've seen the guy, the big tall guy behind us in the studio behind us, use that privilege, and
because
like,
he needs the extra leg room, he needs the exit
rack. That's whatever.
I had to travel with him once, and I was with him while we boarded early. I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. So because, like, dude, you're not in the military; you're just tall.
I know. And they're like, "What's that guy with you need it for?" And I'm like.
I'm just adding his moral support.
Oh, boy.
Here was the question that I was going to ask. I have had it go both ways in the airport where I go, thank you for your service. And somebody goes, you know, shakes your hand or whatever. And they're like, I don't want that. I've had somebody go, I don't want that.
That feels rude.
It does. And then I know I'm going to get blasted, but like, because they probably had to wear their uniform because they're going to get off. But it's like, but you're wearing your uniform, man. Like what? Like,
yeah.
Like you, it's like you're asking for it. You're like.
This is going to be a crazy comparison. Fingers crossed I don't botch it. That's like a celebrity going out in the world and someone asking to take a photo with them.
And then they're mad.
And then being mad.
Right. You got to, if you're not putting on a big Fu Manchu mustache and trying to pretend you're not Tom Cruise, you're going to get stopped, man.
All you did was say thank you for your service. You didn't say like, show me how it's done.
No, no. Like, but, and I don't think, I'm not, please don't get me wrong. Nobody was mad, but it was just like, that's why I get weird about Veterans Day because I've been shut down for saying thank you for your service. And I'm like, well, you showed me who you are. You showed me that you're in the military and I want to thank you because I genuinely appreciate what you do.
I want to give you respect.
Yes, because you do something I didn't have the courage to sign up.
Right.
Like, I remember waiting every day till I turned 26 because the draft was over. Like,
you were alive during a draft?
The draft was on for a long time. Like, we went back into war in the 90s. There was Operation Desert Storm. There was all these different things where, like, they just, you just, at 18, you had to sign up. You didn't have to, but you did.
All right. Well, I should,
it was just part of it.
Myself some more.
Yeah, no. And so we it wasn't mandatory, but you just did it for some reason. I think probably to get into college, you had to sign up.
Okay.
But, like, then you're like, please, God, please let them not pull me up. And then you turn 26 and you're out of it. So anyway, sorry.
Yeah. No, I do think about that because a lot of my uncles were in the military. And like you're saying, they don't
want it.
They didn't choose to join.
Right.
They didn't choose.
Maybe
like,
that's the difference.
Yeah. And they don't talk about it.
That's exactly. You know what? I'm so dumb. You just cleared something up for me because I was going to say like, the millennial kind of, they'll accept the thank you for your service and maybe the happy Veterans Day. But like my uncles who were in Korea or Vietnam, don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up. Mm-hmm. Unless they're rocking the hat.
Yeah, I was going to say the hat is always a good.
If they're rocking their like platoon or infantry or whatever it is on their hat, then I think they're, God, this sounds so.
I know. Do we sound dumb?
It sounds like they're, but it looks like. When my son was in flag football or basketball or whatever, anytime there was a guy wearing the hat, I'm like, he's asking for it. So I would
okay
go up.
He's okay with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, he's proud of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
open
asking
to it.
Asking for it sounds.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds like, I'm going to give him a knuckle
sandwich. He's open to a conversation about
right.
it.
Yeah. Wants, yeah. And you go up and go, thank you
and
for your
I
service.
I would take the veteran over you. Sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused,
is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Nobody make any sudden movements. She might cry.
I might?
What?
Oh my gosh, it's not me. Yes.
But you know what? Yeah. Something about this room. I never cry on the air.
And I don't want to rule Erin out just yet.
She finds a way.
Erin will relate to parts of this.
Okay.
This is not a pity party, but I think that a lot of us often feel this way. Do you guys ever feel like life and things are so much harder for me than they are for everyone else, and that's not fair? And then you go, but it's life, so it's not fair, so move on, I guess.
I think I might have at one point in my life.
Okay.
And I can explain the thing that changed it, but I want to hear more from about this. Like, it's a weird... You really think that?
I feel like I have often picked the harder path.
Okay.
Like, career. This is certainly the harder path than... I don't know, that job will make me a bunch of money. I'm just going to go do it.
Correct.
Right.
This is a stupid path if money is your goal.
Well, and there's no structure to it. It's not like, well, if I do 3 years, then I'll be partner, and then three more years, then I'll get this certification.
A lot of it is based
and,
on luck.
Yeah, yes. And it's there's no guarantees at all with any of this. Yeah.
For sure. So that's one thing. And I will say I ultimately got lucky in this. Like, I've been doing this a long time, as have all of us. So, like, that's pretty lucky.
Yes.
Then I think about...
Oh, boy. I'm really scared.
Homes.
Homes?
Yes. I bought my first home in Salt Lake City. A couple months later, I lost my job. Pretty quickly knew I was going to have to sell the home. Lost a bunch of money on it.
Okay.
Also, it's post-2020. You can't buy a home.
Yes. So...
for what you used to be able to.
Correct.
So that's when I'm like, it's not fair. But, and I get real mad.
But like you did buy one.
I did.
So
and I got told.
You got screwed on it.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know if I could say that word.
Yeah, you can say that word.
Okay, yeah.
Everyone like, in the room, give her the confidence. Say screw.
Yeah, you got screwed.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo!
Did that help your confidence?
Yeah, it does. But it's like sometimes I'm just looking at other people and like, they were able to buy a home before they had kids. And it just seemed like, oh yeah, of course we bought our home. What do you mean, of course we bought our home?
So is that where the crying is coming from today?
Yeah, there's been a lot of
crying. It's like, but so, okay.
That's just, not the only thing, but.
Okay. Is that recurring, or do you think, because we've been talking about this lately, the microwave and whatever. Mercury's in the microwave or whatever.
I was like, what microwave?
No, whatever, yep. But it's like, ugh. So do you think it's that, or is this just a pattern of you slowly but surely being jealous of other people's stuff?
I don't know that I would call it jealousy. It's more of anger. Like
tomato, tomato, as my friend Josh always says.
I can relate to this. It's like,
oh yeah, totally. But then I just kind of accepted the eternal depression, and now I'm doing great.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that
this is you guys. Are you serious? I think don't look at the text. Is all I'm saying. Don't look. Don't 303-222-5423. Like. Yes, everybody gets in this phase, but like there's people so much worse. That's what you have to do.
That's so fair.
Yes and no, because growing up, my mom always did that and it made me invalidate my own progress. So now it's like I'm never good enough.
It's like there's always people worse, but like,
so therefore I don't have troubles. I don't have anything I can complain about. Everything's great.
No, you don't have to. So there's the thing. You don't have to go all the way there.
But that's what you are implying when you're saying that.
No, it just changes the way you feel about your own lot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I should probably
I'm going to get in a lot of trouble probably for saying this. And I swear this is not political. Promise. Okay. But it's like, I used to say this all the time. I grew up poor.
Right.
And then I know a lot of people, I've met a lot of people who've said, man, I'm poor. And I ask them two questions and then it's over. Who's your cell phone carrier?
Verizon.
Okay. Oh, and how big of a TV do you have?
I have no idea.
If you can answer either one of those questions, you're not poor. You're not poor. You've never seen real poverty.
Fair.
I think the phone one now has changed. I don't think that one applies.
Hit a favela in Brazil. They don't have phones. They have a cardboard box on the side of a hill with a light running into it. Like, that's...
Wow.
I mean, it's... Mm-hmm.
Like, and the light is, like, if you're lucky.
It's a light bulb on an extension cord that goes from box to box to box to box. Wow. To box. It's like, it's true. Now, I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. And maybe that's what your mom did, but I'm like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'm just saying, I think there's probably people who are mad.
For sure. Oh, that's why I said, I'm not trying to have a pity party.
No, I get it. But like, how do we snap you out of it?
I don't know, because you want to hear the trigger of it, which people cannot text about.
303-222-5423.
This one actually might get me to cry. I'm actually feeling it.
Oh my God.
Come on.
No, you're being...
Don't make her laugh. You got a shot.
I work super hard. I'm trying really hard to like, not even like lose a ton of weight, but I'm just like, I'm trying so hard to be healthy and to take care of myself and live a long time and all those things. And this morning I stepped on the scale and I was like, how is it going up? How? See, I'm going to cry. And so then I was like, it's not fair. Like, other people don't deal with this. Other people wake up and eat Hershey bars for breakfast. And it so sucks. And so then it toppled into everything else in my life.
It goes into houses.
And then I don't have a house. It's ridiculous.
I want to help you, but I don't know if I can.
There's no way to help.
No, I think there is. I'd love to hear from Texters. Because, not that you're a piece of hell for thinking this, but I think this is the most real moment you've had on the show so far.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you are trying. Nobody, here's the thing. Want to know how T-Ax started losing weight? He started drinking water like a crazy person.
Yeah.
You drink more water than any 10 people that I know.
I know.
You've drank more water today than Erin drank all of last year.
I know. We're working on it.
No, Erin, seriously, the other day, she was like, have I had water? And it was 9 o'clock at night. And we were like,
it's bad.
What? How are you alive?
So concerning.
But I mean, there's got to be something else.
I know. And, like,
your frustrations are very valid.
Yeah.
100%.
Especially, like, in the year I'm getting married, it's just like everyone looks at you and is like, right, so and what are you doing before the wedding? And it's like, what?
But I would tell you this, do not make a change to your body before the wedding. Like, don't try to hit a thing.
No, I have not. Because
then that's the most unhealthy thing, in my opinion, you can do. Because, like...
What do you mean? I think it's good to have goals.
People starve themselves before the wedding, and then you're just like...
I've heard a lot of people in my life who I love and, like, trust, who are like, oh, don't worry, the last 2 months, you just won't eat. And I'm like... That's, first of all, T-Hack knows I eat in the studio every day.
I can't wait. It's gonna smell good in here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Nope, we can't do this on the air, or nope, you're not being manipulative.
No, I'm not. I'm being honest.
Okay. T-Hack just made a statement off air, and we had something else to talk about here, but we can't because you're outrageous.
Why?
You,
what have I said that's not true?
First, you have said openly on the air, if you haven't heard this from T-Hack, I am not insulting him when I say this, he's one of the worst drivers on planet Earth.
Right? Terrible, terrible. I will say that. I agree. I'm a very bad driver.
I have been both behind you and in front of you on the road, and it's wild. Wow.
To be fair, I've been in your car, Slacker, and I've feared for my life.
I know, but I was just showing you what the Tesla does.
Yeah, how fast it goes. Okay.
Do you know how we recently talked about this? How, like, you walk by a grasshopper and it goes, bing, and the first jump is like 45 degrees left, and the next one's like 70 degrees right, and it's like bing, bong, bing, bong, like that. That's how he drives. You don't know if he's going to gas or brake, and he's just, you don't really show people, you don't telegraph what you're going to do next.
No, I let other people dictate what other people on the road are dictating what I'm doing.
Correct.
Probably too much. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't get over if I'm supposed to, cause I don't want to cut that person off. So I'll just let them go. And it ends up,
figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've established the baseline.
It's not good.
Right. So if you're listening and this is the first you've heard of it, it is established. T-Hack is a terrible driver.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Please, sir, remake your statement that you made off air.
I think most people are also bad drivers, but no one else wants to admit it for some reason. Everyone thinks they're the best driver and everyone else is a terrible driver. And thus, you're a bad driver.
So you
are blaming.
And thus,
I'm better than you.
That's the part we had to get to.
Because I'm aware of my limitations and I change my behavior to match those limitations. No one else is aware of their limitations and they darn sure aren't changing their behavior to mimic them. Thus, you're putting everyone in danger.
Okay. This is not for radio. So I just have to say this out loud. He does this thing with his eyebrow when he's so flipping self-righteous. He's like, thus. And he has one eyebrow down and he's like, thus, I'm a better. And it's so pretentious.
Yeah, that's the word.
And you know I adore you.
Did you just do it?
He's like, okay, and thus.
So,
he was like,
Aaron, could we see that on social later?
Yes. And thus. Yeah.
And also, can we see Slacker's recreation of it?
Everyone else is out there driving around going, everyone else is an idiot except for me. Except for me. No one else goes, lots of good drivers, and I'm one of them, and there are lots of great ones, but there are some bad. Everyone goes, everyone's terrible, except for me.
But here's
my wife is terrible, and my kids are terrible, and my mom's terrible, and my friends are terrible, but I'm good.
You're creating, like, I don't know who this character is, but he's crazy.
Oh my
Everyone
God.
Thinks that. Everyone thinks, I know what I'm doing. He lives in J-hole. Parker. Just cut me off.
If you see him on Parker Road, just
I like that he just used
him.
Your terminology. So maybe he's pretending to be you.
I don't know what's going on here. Here's the deal, dude. Confidence is power. So your lack of confidence makes you a terrible driver. Like you being bad and then also not being confident makes you worse than everybody else. Their confidence makes up for some of their shortcomings. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you're a bad driver, but you're like, I got this.
I would agree with you. I feel that I'm just comparing it and contrasting it. If you're wearing an outfit and you're not confident in it, no one's going to think your outfit looks good.
Correct.
If you're wearing an outfit and you show up ready to rock and roll, everyone's like, your outfit is so cool.
100%. But you don't think that.
I don't think that applies to cars.
Yes, it does. No. Yes, it does.
This is not about convincing the other cars that I'm cool and that I'm a good driver.
You are lowering down to them.
Yes.
It is performative self-awareness.
Whoa.
Whatever she just
said. I don't even know what that means.
How you already said to them.
You just said you did.
If they're good. Oh, they're
you
not
said,
good.
You said my wife's bad, my kids are bad. You are lowering down to bad.
And they are bad, is my point.
And you're lowering down to them.
So then they are also bad, is my point. Everyone's a bad driver. I'm lowering down to their standards.
So then therefore you
standards.
Are not good.
But I think if you had the confidence to
no
just...
No one else is admitting it, is my point. No one else
admits
it.
I'm a bad driver?
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah, I've ridden with you too.
I don't want to get back
in
your car.
You think I'm a bad driver? Yeah.
Now, I haven't been in either T-Hack or Aaron's cars prior.
Aaron's the worst.
Oh, I've heard this as well.
I'm very aggressive.
I guarantee you I'm the best driver in this room. I guarantee that I'm a best driver in this race.
And everyone else is terrible. What did I say?
Listen to me. Is there like, I pay for like, what's the name of the school my kid?
Driving school?
Yes.
Who would let the four of us compete?
And we all get graded?
Yes.
Yeah, I would love that.
Oh my gosh, I would do it 100%.
Yep.
But you don't get to use your self-driving Tesla.
Why not?
No.
Yeah, but I drive that thing like nobody's business. I can mix you an espresso martini while doing 85 down 470.
Doesn't seem safe.
Confident.
Do the voice again, T-Hack. Everyone else.
Hold on. I gotta do the thing. Ooh. Listen, okay. If you own a driving school, or like even if you want to, we'll go in race cars.
If
we go do like one of the experiences. If like you have, to like Unser Racing. Does that still exist?
I would fail the racing cars because I'll be about 2 miles behind.
That's true. Then you're a bad driver.
No, it's not about being first. And like, it can't be a race. It has to be.
We don't need like all four of us to die.
Yeah. I genuinely don't understand. Driving a car is without a doubt the most dangerous thing you will do today. And you will do it without thinking of it. And here you are bragging about how you're aggressive when you do it. That's crazy. It's so dangerous. And you're like, well, I'll go faster. I'll show you.
All right. 303-222-5423. If you have the ability to grade the four of us and say definitively for once and for all that I'm the best driver, hit us up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I got to witness one of the highest highs and one of the lowest lows of parenting all within a very, very short time of each other.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
I haven't really expressed this to you, but you're making me relive my kids when they were younger, and you're making me really miss it.
Aww.
Like, you get through it, and then you're like, whew, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, when you, like, it was so weird when you decided to have a second kid, because you did it almost the exact same time as I did, and it's like, you're out of diapers, and it's like, whew, I don't have to do diapers anymore, and then you're like, here we go again! And then once you're out of diapers for a second time, you're like, oh.
Yeah, and
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same gender, like, first
yes,
the boy,
everything's
the
same.
And
yeah.
It's
same
about the
gap,
same gap,
like the whole,
that's wild.
And so I don't know if I, can I leave the room? For whatever it is you're going to say.
I like hearing that, because I get a lot, or I see a lot of things like on Instagram, or people send them to me about, like, when you're in this phase, when your kids are young, you're just trying to get through it, and you don't realize how much you'll want to go back one day. And like,
and I didn't, I never wanted to until you start talking.
Because you're not soaking it in. You're just, everything's go, go, go. Got bath time and bedtime. And again. And you don't realize, reading the stories was actually like awesome.
It's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I like hearing that from you.
The weirdest part is, and I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but I know you do. Like, when you're reading one book, you mess up a word on purpose, right? Or you do an accent on this one line or whatever. You have these little idiosyncrasies that you do. And like, fast forward to high school drop off. And they say the thing.
Oh,
and you're like,
what?
Remember when I used to say, like, and you're just, it's crazy because something else is going on, and they'll be like, good night, vroom, broom. And you're like, oh my God, I used to say that to you when you were two. Oof. And it just, like, you have this, like, rush where you're like, they're soaking crap in, dude, that you don't realize they're soaking in.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
But it's so cool.
What are they picking up on?
But I know you do stupid stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
Funny stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
going to be in their head.
We have some books that are like the Rocky Horror Picture. It's like a whole production.
Where you have to throw
a thing.
Things
and they throw a thing. Yeah. And some of the books have buttons with sounds and everything. Okay.
Sorry.
So the high, I'll start with that. We'll start good. All right. It was my son's birthday. It was the first birthday party that he was like, I want a party at a place. I just want like my boys, and we're just going to run and like not have the, which was hard for my wife because she takes great pride in her home parties and stuff. So this was the first, like, so we went to a trampoline park, which he's been to like 100 birthday parties at trampoline parks. So it just became, well, I want one there.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Great. It was a great party. They had a great time. The kids run around. My job during it was to keep an eye on our daughter, who was not, like, she didn't have very many friends there.
She's little for an air park.
She's pretty little. She's allowed to jump, but I kind of have to be with her at least. So we start off jumping, and I'm holding her, and she's doing the thing where she's wrapping her legs around me. Like, she's trying to get as far away from the ground as possible. Like, she's terrified of jumping. And so we started off, and she's like gripping me, and I'm bouncing with her slowly. And then she's having more and more fun. And then by the end of the party, she's just running. She's just by herself.
On the trampoline.
By herself. Yeah. It's kind of like, Dad, like, leave me alone. You know,
this,
like,
is embarrassing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my God.
Which is hard, but it's also, I'm so proud. Like, yes, you could do it. And she's jumping in the foam pit. She's taking those, the foam blocks.
Yeah.
She's like stacking them up. She's making her own games. She's like living her best life. It's awesome.
So
I got to see her like develop within an hour and a half. She went from terrified to like running the place.
That's awesome.
That's the high.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, we got to take a break.
Yeah, do you want the low? You know who really doesn't want the low? Is Erica. This is going to be hard, really hard for Erica to hear.
I've cried like multiple times already today, so we can get to that later.
Okay. Just a normal day.
Yeah.
What? You are such a roller coaster. I don't even. Okay.
Yes. Amen. Two thumbs up.
Oh, man. Okay. Sorry.
So I'm so proud of my daughter, her newfound like confidence, her bravery and everything. So then the other day, my wife and daughter are leaving our house to go pick up my son from the bus stop. Okay. And my wife would go out the front door, down the steps. And then my wife turns around and sees Hazel on the steps of the front steps of our house. And without giving my wife any sort of heads up or anything, says, I'm going to jump.
Oh.
Just like the trampoline park. So she just did a gainer off of our front porch.
No!
Just
no!
They got to learn.
No, no! Because she got cement. All that.
Onto the concrete.
Oh, God! Because she got all that false confidence at the place. And it's like, I am now a superhero. And I can jump off of anything.
Oh, my gosh. Does she have a broken limb?
Face plant.
Oh, God!
On the concrete.
Hazel!
And the look of, she's obviously hurt, but the look of just like,
how dare you?
Betrayal.
Yeah.
Like, it was so soft. Like, last time it was all fun. And then now all of a sudden, like, just out of nowhere, I got smacked in the face by concrete.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I'm like, honey, we gotta gauge where you're jumping. Yeah. So that's the low.
Okay.
I wasn't even there, but just picturing her doing that is, like, keeping me up at night.
You have a Ring doorbell or something.
Yeah, we're
right?
Gonna need to see that footage.
Did it get caught on there?
We have it, but we don't do the subscription thing.
Oh, which we
also, is she okay?
She is okay, thankfully. She's got all her teeth and everything, but I don't know if we're going back to the trampoline park.
Oh my god.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9. You know, if you're gonna commit a crime, you might want to figure out where exactly and choose a better option.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm gonna do a little bit of hogging of this break.
Oink, oink.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Buffalo. New York's right down
there. Oh, yeah. Do you watch the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah. Sorry, I do what? Like the Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
Josh Allen is my boy. Boy.
You know he's married to Hayley Stanfield.
What is happening? Okay. That's not.
Wow.
I don't know what the
Can heck? I just say, from the moment Aaron started talking, it was fairly obvious this wasn't going to work today.
Yeah.
So we could all just agree and play more music. Or do we want
to I'd like to know what's happening with the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Okay. There was a neighborhood in Buffalo that was torn apart by an escaped pig. It was on the loose. Oh. It chased the residents. It created chaos.
Oh, my God.
That's a direct line in the story. It created chaos.
Chaos. Chaos, I tell you.
Witnesses recorded videos of animal control and police officers trying to catch this pig, who was named Breakfast.
Oh,
bacon.
Turns out one of the police officers who was chasing the pig admitted, "That's my pet pig."
What?
What?
He had apparently crawled under a fence. Breakfast had crawled under a fence.
Oh, man.
Now, a lesser show. Oh, go ahead.
Aren't pigs fat?
They are, yeah, apparently.
And he crawled under a fence?
Maybe he's a little still. Maybe he's not ready to be breakfast.
Yeah, now, a lesser show would perhaps make jokes about the
police officer. That is not what we would do here.
But I can't even think of any.
I can't think of any myself.
The police officer eventually caught this pig.
Eric really doesn't know the joke.
Okay.
I have too many cop friends. Actually, my cop friends call themselves that, but I'm still not saying it.
I would never.
Okay, well.
He caught him, and yeah.
Those were all the stupid.
Hold on. What is the joke?
Oh my God, Erica, just.
A derogatory name for police.
I must not know it. A-H-O-G?
Okay.
We said we weren't going to do it.
Those were all the
explaining it.
Erica, okay.
Here's I know, but I don't think it's going to get any better. Here's the sound that tells you the show is over.
Can we hear about the bad place?
Sure, go ahead. Get after
it. My story's out of Florida!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! No, you have to do it when it's my story.
Oh, okay. You do it on yours.
He does it on his because we don't do it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Anyway,
misunderstood. All right.
Going.
Well, an intruder in Florida.
Yeah.
No.
Broke into a house.
Oh, broke in.
But it turns out it was a house where MMA fighter Henry Rojas was staying.
Oh.
Oh.
Howdy, Henry.
Okay. So, immediately, he jumped into action, confronted the man, and got him under control, called the police.
Did he beat the living tar out of him?
Pretty much.
Got him under control.
Yeah, that's what he submitted.
Yeah.
Choked him out. He tapped out on the mat. And who showed up?
Pregnant. I don't know.
Yeah, in case you guys hadn't heard it earlier.
Okay, that's all. Those
there we go.
Are all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.